Okay, Miss Rachel?
Oh, okay.
Be safe. Tyler will be here with us.
Hi, thank you for holding. Am I speaking with Rachel?
Yes.
Hi, Rachel. My name is Tyler. I'm the specialist here in the department that handles product details and pricing. How's your day going today?
Okay.
Very good. Very good. Happy Wednesday to you to kind of start things off here. I know you were speaking with Jim. He's one of our mapping coordinators for the department. Did he do a good job explaining the basics of the program and where it is we would have you showing up on the front page?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay, all right. Well, that
I guess in my area, I'm not really sure. I didn't really follow it. And I, like I said to him, I've tried this more than one time. I paid for it. You can't find the thing when you search it. I couldn't manage it myself, so I end up paying money, and then I don't use the site, and the site doesn't show up.
Wow, did you use I'm guessing you used a part of
it. I've used GoDaddy. I used you all once.
Well,
I have like five different domain names that I own that I paid for.
Mm-hmm.
And not one of them even shows up in a Google search after paying for the money. It just doesn't.
Mm-hmm. Well, Google, they look for the most consistent, to rank you higher on the front page, they look for the most consistent information they can find about a company. So if you have five different domain DBAs that are connected to the company, they can red flag you from that as well. So, I mean, that could be a gift and a curse at the same time, because it could hurt your ranking. They could red flag you. That's probably why you weren't showing up on the front page. And GoDaddy, they're a directory. Okay. So basically they can work with you, and they can work with everybody else out there in the entire nation. With the front page of Google, there does have to be a position under the map where we're calling them out for us to list you there. And there are the companies that you've probably been called about previously. Our company, this is our first call to you, okay, in regards to this. There's hundreds of SEO companies that are out there that claim to be able to do first page placement. But like I said, success on the internet, it's all about working with the right company. So I'm sorry that with the companies that you used past, they didn't provide you results that you were looking for. However, we've been in business for 17 years because we are results driven, and we offer the services here to our clients on a month per month basis. It's because we want to earn your business each and every month. The only way we're going to keep you coming back to us comfortably for the following month is if we provide you results that you can see within the very first month. But that's what our package that we qualified you for today is designed to do for you. Okay, it comes with first page placement.
Okay, so the question is, instead of using all these domain names, like you called me about RML. RML.
Tree and Kennel.
Right, I no longer use that because I still do the trees. He does the trees. My husband does the tree business, and I breed English Bulldogs and stuff, so,
very cool.
We do both. But I don't go by that domain name. Like, I just re-put money down to GoDaddy for my domain name, which I handle my own site of building it.
Yes, I'm talking about, though, on Google, if we were to list you on the front page of Google, if you were to move forward with the services, how would you like the business name listed?
Well, I would like to keep the one that I have just paid for, which is, the two domain names I go by is Lacrosse Bulldogs, and it's spelt differently than regular Bulldogs.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
So that's one of my domain names. And then with that one goes Bullwrinkles Kennel also.
Gotcha. Okay. Now let me ask you though, so your husband does the tree trimming and you breed dogs, English Bulldogs. But so the company is not intertwined together anymore, because that's what we were calling. We have the position available today in the area for the category. So is it not something that you guys are intertwining anymore together? Like if you were to get calls?
We are intertwining it. Like he runs one. I run one. I basically control the finances and stuff. I'm both. So yes, we both run them, but the domain name that I picked or whatever, no longer included the tree business.
Understood.
I could, like, it's hard. See, I don't know how to set up the site, so I keep buying a site that I cannot fully even manage myself. And so, and really, I just did it again, and there isn't even enough place to, like, list the dogs that I need to sell. You can't fit all the one business on there, let alone combine two.
Mm-hmm. And it's hard to do on your own, and it's time consuming. If you have professionals do it, they can get it done. Well, we can build one for you and make it to your liking within 5 business days. And then before we even promote it, we would send you over an example of how it looks. And then once we get your approval on it, of course, we would then attach to the front pages of Google and Bing, start gaining traction to it. And obviously, the more traction we bring towards your company, the more phone calls you would receive towards the company due to having the website attached there. And then not only would it include a website for you, but it would place you on not one, but 2 spots on the front page. You would be placed under the map found as the top recommended option in your local area. Then we would also place you directly above that inside of the Google advertising section. That section both of these positions on the front page, what I'm trying to get at is they call you directly. So you don't have to worry about paying any kind of a lead fee. In addition to that, we also give you first page placement on Bing Local as well, which is owned by Microsoft. And in order to help the companies rank on the front page, we would also be placing you on 60 local directories that are very popular in your area. So you'd be placed on like the BetterBusinessBureau.org, Yahoo, Yelp, Yellow Pages, City Search, Chamber of Commerce, U.S. Local Directory, etc. And then what we're also going to be providing for you is the mobile devices. We program you into the mobile devices because nowadays everybody, they're doing internet searches from their cell phones, right? And their locations typically always change whenever they're traveling. So what we're going to do for you, Rachel, is mobile optimize the business. That way you appear to show up from anybody searching from any iPhone, any Android, and we also cover you on all tablets out there. And then also the website we can build for you. If you want one built, we can build that for you within 5 business days, and we also offer the hosting, the managing, and the maintenance of it. And like I said, we send you an example over of how it looks before we promote it live, just to make sure that you're happy with it. But if you already have one that's built and you're having trouble with it, you have the domain name, I can save you 50% off what we originally charge by using the domain name that you would like to use. So we can use one of the ones you said.
Can you build
a
site? Like just because I got the site through GoDaddy, right now it's not, I purchased the domain or the name and the website the way that I understand it. They gave me numbers to get into it where I am supposed to be building it. I'm not contracted with them to do it. Can you use the same site I've got?
Yeah, absolutely. We can use the GoDaddy. We can use the GoDaddy domain name that you have, but put our template using the domain name that you already purchased. Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. All righty. And then so instead of it saying our company localsplash.com, it would obviously have your domain name, but it would pull up the website that we built for you, and it would show all of the services you offer with regards to the tree, the dog breeding, if you wanted to. And then, but like I said, we conduct what we call a client interview with you. That's when you actually say it sounds good, the price and everything, and you want to give it a shot. We would conduct what we call a client interview with you. That's when you sit down with our certified technicians that are here in-house from Google, and they'd be going over like the keyword content with you, service areas that we're going to be programming you to work in, and they're also going to be going over a small testimonial in regards to the company to make sure that we're representing you properly, of course, in regards to all of the services that you offer. So that's just a client interview that does have to take place after, so we can gather all the information to make sure that obviously we're getting you the correct phone calls coming towards your company. Okay, so we're not wasting each other's times. And then also, we're going to offer targeted marketing. So we know the home base for you, Rachel, is in the Pinewood area, but when it comes to servicing your clients, do you stay pretty local for the most part, or does it really just depend on the job, or do your clients come to you?
We service the whole state of South Carolina for free, and outside of that. So, and we're no longer in Pinewood area either. My area code is not as past since then changed. We are in Delzell now,
which is still
in the Sumter County, Pinewood area. It's still Sumter County.
Sumter County, okay.
But we're in Delzell, D-A-L-Z-E-L-L.
D-A-L-V-A, oh, Delzell?
Delzell, Delzell, D-A-L-Z-E-L-L.
Oh, Z-E-L-L. Gotcha, I thought those V's and the D's sound exactly like those Z's, so. Delzell, all right, perfect, all right, Sumter County. Well, the reason I ask is because, Rachel, we're going to allow you to hand select any cities, towns, or zip codes that you would like to provide your services in. The reason being is because you know the areas around you that may be a bit more profitable for you to work in or bring you a larger amount of income. So the goal for us over here would be to program you into the areas that you like to work in, but are also areas that are making the most revenue towards the company. And then also, but that's why we offer the service to share monthly, Rachel. There's no contracts involved whatsoever. It does strictly make us performance-based. But the pricing, we make it very affordable. Okay, now normally, without the discount, normally it runs at the original rate of $5.99 with a $2.99 programming fee. Normally it's not a cheap service. However, Rachel, I can make it affordable for you by waiving the programming fee entirely and reducing the $5.99 down to $2.49. That would be a little bit over a 50% discount on top of waiving the setup fee, but that would be out the door. There's no other hidden fees that would be involved with that price point. There would be no other surcharges, and like I said, the setup fee, that would be waived entirely. Now, let me ask
you. Okay, and what would that include? That would be include you would do a website?
Yes, that would include a website for you. That would include the two spots on the front page of Google. That would include Bing, the directory submissions, the 60 directories submissions, and also the mobile devices and the targeted marketing. So you get everything inside of our Platinum package. For the $2.49.
And so I could literally tell someone, look me up on Google, and when they look up Lacrosse Bulldogs on Google, it would come up.
Absolutely. And that's how you'd want to list it, Lacrosse Bulldogs? Or would you like
to? Yeah, those are the only domain names I've bought. So.
Well, no, yeah, they'd be able to pull up your website, but I'm not talking about the domain name. I'm talking about when they're typing in keywords that are related to services that you're offering. When they're typed into the search bar on Google, they're going to pull up search results that show a couple different companies. Now, how would you like the company seen on the front page of Google when the search results come up? Would you like RML Stray and Kennel? What would you like the domain name to be seen as by consumers? The company name, not the domain, the company name.
The company name?
Mm-hmm. Because right now it's the RML's Tree and Kennel. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, anything is adjustable.
So that's not the
Anything on the account is adjustable. I mean, no. So that's the company name and the domain name are two totally different things. The domain name is a website for the company. That's what the domain name is. So that just a website explains about what you do and who you are, about the business. Obviously, that's what the website's good for. It gives your clients capability of seeing who you are and what you can do for them in detail. But that's completely different than the actual business name of the company.
Okay. Well, the name of my business is Lacrosse Bulldog. That's also my domain name.
LACR.
His actual business is Pratt Tree Service.
So if we were to list you on the front page of Google, you would want us to get Lacrosse Bulldogs found and not the tree company found?
If there's a way, I'd like them combined. But we have separate names. Like, he even files, there's even taxes filed on it. So my business name is Lacrosse Bulldog. His is Pratt Street Service.
So it's two separate.
It's two separate businesses, really, but right.
But you want to combine it into one.
To one site, right. One location. And that's where I struggle with the name or how, you know, I'm guessing I would need you to tell me how you would go about doing that or if it's even a wise idea to do that. But both companies can be, you know, contacted through the one site.
Gotcha. Well, we can make
sure. But the two businesses have nothing to do with each other.
I hear you. Well, we get you found for 15 different keywords or keyword phrases. So, and the calls come directly to you. So basically we can focus on the dog breeding for you, the American or English Bulldogs or American Bulldogs. You said English or American?
I do four different breeds.
Okay, well, we can get you
not
found
one breed either. And here's the other thing that I struggle with. When I have a litter of puppies, I like to use my own pictures. And when I have a litter of puppies, you basically cannot sell a dog unless you're showing the dog because of markings, because of, you know, the breed, because people want to see what they're buying. So when they look up, I use one company, and they went through and found, like, pictures that were not even my dog. So somebody would call and say, you know, they like this dog. Well, that dog isn't even my dog. And then when you have a litter of puppies, you're trying to sell the litter of puppies. You have to be able to show your own puppies. Like, I like those sites where, like, you update it and you add to the cart and the price or whatever's there, almost like they were like merchandise, but those pictures have to be my dog. You can't sell something that they aren't actually seeing.
I'm glad you told me that.
Especially when it's like a pet or a dog, you can't.
Okay, and I understand that. I get that 100%. And Rachel, we can, what we would allow you to do during the client interview that we discussed about a little bit earlier, when we go gather all the information, the pictures are some of the services that we get that gather from you. So we want to make sure that we gather all the photos from you that you would like us listed, and you can always update them as needed. Obviously, you breed to 4 different types of dogs, so obviously they're always having different types of litters. Every dog's going
to
be different.
Right, and that part has to be able to be updated. So, like, where with the tree service, I can do some standard pictures of him. It's the same deal, all you know, regardless.
Yeah, but
with the puppy ones change all the time.
Of course, and you always have access to the website if you wanted to go in and update and change those photos out yourself. We can also walk you through on how to doing that for you, with you, or if you wanted us to handle that and do that for you on our own, we can do that for you as well, and you just handle, you know, what you got going on in your daily life. That's something that we can do for you. But if it's something that you want to do on your own, you have full access of doing.
Okay.
Okay. And then,
all right. So, I mean,
go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I would be willing to go ahead as long as, I mean, I have the one. That's what I'm saying. If you can link into the one and you all would want to do that, then I wouldn't mind, you know, switching that stuff over. And
yeah,
you
can,
I guess, do it that way. And you'll kind of see how I already have it set up. My pictures are on that one. You know, some of my pictures are on that one also.
You said on the lacrosse Bulldogs?
Yeah.
All right, give me a sec here. Let me pull it up. And is that LOLACROSSE?
Nope, just SS.
Okay.
LA, capital CROSS. And then Bulldogs is spelt differently because it's spelt like the old English. So it's BULLDOGGES.
Okay, perfect. .com. LA, capital CROSS. Okay. All right. Yeah. So basically with this website, like I said, we can use it, but, give me a sec. But like I said, let me send you over an example of what the website that we can use, because we can use the domain name that you have, the Lacrosse Bulldogs, the way that you have it, but we would change the template completely. And let me show you, that way you're not kind of blindsided. That way you can kind of see exactly what you're getting, because I don't want you to be unhappy with the service. So give me one moment here. This is an example of a painting company in La Quinta, California, but it's one of our companies that we do utilize. So give me one moment here. He was nice enough to let us use the website as an example because he was happy with it. So give me one moment here. I'm sending this over to you in the form of a text message. Okay, Rachel, that way you can kind of take a peek at it. So let me know when you receive it, please. I just sent it off to you right now, so you should be receiving that here momentarily in the form of a text. And when you have it pulled
up... Okay, I received that. I'm trying to pull it up with you on the phone here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the same basis as the other one.
Basically, I mean, it does give your clients everything that you need, pretty much. So at the top right-hand corner, they can call you directly at the tap of a button. They can leave you a review right there if they click the button right next to your phone number to the left of it. They can leave you a review about your company within seconds. And it only gets uploaded onto the website with a if it has a 5-star rating and it's positive. So basically, once it's uploaded with a 5-star rating and it's positive, it's uploaded onto the website that way. And then we upload it onto the website itself. And each and every review that you get, even after signing up, it's automatically uploaded onto the website. We integrated it that way. That way, all of the reviews will be uploaded onto the website and your Google My Profile page. That way, people that are driven to the website would be able to see all of the reviews that people have said about the quality work that you and your husband have done for them in regards to the breeding dogs and the tree services. And then, all right, and give me a second here. Okay, and then also, if you scroll down a little bit further, it's a list of the photos. We can list up to 25 to 30 photos onto the website itself in regards to the dog breeding and the tree services. And then also, right below that, it's a small testimonial in regards to the company that make sure that we're representing you properly, of course. And then at the very bottom, we put you in the Google Maps. Now, if your business is a home-based business, we never showcase that for the public to see. That will always be hidden. But what we are going to do is draw a circle around the zip code that you're located in. That way, people would know the area that you'd be coming to service them from, but they wouldn't know turn-by-turn directions exactly to your home. Okay, so this is the website that you do have access to at any point in time. You can always update photos on it as needed if you choose to, or if you want us to do that for you, we can handle the photos for you as well. Okay, that's not a problem. But
I just email them to you?
So during the client interview, that's what I would set you up with after the payment. The payment does have to get the payment goes through, you get an invoice, and then I set you up for your client interview. The client interview has to take place, though, so we can make sure that we gather all the correct information from you in regards to representing you, to make sure we represent you properly, of course, so you're a happy client. So, I mean, I can get you in. I signed up a client earlier in a different area, but we don't have any more available agents. We're all booked out for the rest of the day for the client interviews, but I could get you – actually – no, I have one available today. If you were to try it out today, I would be able to get you in. Right now it's 11:30, right? 11:34.
Yeah.
So if you wanted to give this a shot, I'd be able to get you in today. It's my last appointment of the day, but it'd be at 1 p.m. That would be 1 our time. No, that would be 1 o'clock your time in the afternoon.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, with all of these services and everything included, I mean, is it something that you want to go ahead and give a shot at the discounted rate? That way we can prove to you how well it works for you?
Yes, I'm willing to do that.
Okay. Well, Rachel, like I said, it's going to be something that we make you happy with. Okay. But in order to make sure that we are representing you properly, like I said, what I would have to do on the front end is just verify some information in regards to the company to make sure that everything's accurate. Okay. And then, so we're gonna get the company shown as La Crosse Bulldogs, okay? That's how it's gonna be seen. And if you ever want to change that, if you and your husband go over like another business name that you want to change it to, you can always change that as needed. Anything on the account is changeable as needed.
I guess could you do it? Because if you're gonna combine the both, could you do it? La Crosse Bulldogs with it and then and sign and Pratt's Tree.
Pratt's Tree, absolutely. Is Pratt Pratt?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, so La Crosse Bulldogs. La Crosse Bulldogs and Pratt Tree Service.
Yeah, you might as well list them together, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. We can do that for you. And if you ever decide to change that, we can change that for you. It's not a problem. Okay. And then also, now I know that you said you were in Dalzell. We do have to get you PIN verified inside of the local area that you're in right now. What would be the best physical address to send that PIN verification code over to?
my address in itself, and both businesses are run out of the home. Our address is 3190 Expedition Drive.
Expedition Drive?
Yeah.
Okay. Alrighty. Dalzell is this business city, and then also that's Dalzell. And what would be the zip code? One more time.
29040.
29040. 29040. Okay, perfect. All right. All right. So 31902 Expedition Drive, Dalzell, 29040. Okay.
3190 is the address. 3190.
Oh, 3190. I'm sorry. I don't know why I had that 2 at the end. All right. So 3190 Expedition Drive. Perfect. All righty. And then, Rachel, for the account purposes, what's your last name?
My last name is LaCrosse. L-A capital C-R-O-S-S.
Oh, I should have put 2 and 2 together. And then also, what is the best email address to use for you, Rachel?
At this time, I'm using monkeymom1998@gmail.com.
gmail.com. Okay. All righty. And then also, when you're finished with the job, or actually, I'm sorry, what are your hours of operation for the company?
It's all hours.
All hours? Okay. So if it's all hours, we can put open.
If you had to write a time, you could do like 8 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Wow. All right. Long hours. I like that. Perfect. And then also, when you're finished with the job, what methods of payments are you able to accept from your clients? Can you accept all forms like cash, checks, and credit cards, or how does that work for the business, for both?
We do not take credit card. We take Cash App. We take cash or check.
Cash App, cash or check. Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. And that's only for the tree business. The dog business, I only accept Cash App and cash.
For dog breeding, you only accept what now?
Cash App or cash.
Cash App or cash. Gotcha. Okay, perfect. And then, did you have any other forms of media out there for the businesses, like a Facebook, an Instagram, any type of social media?
I have a page off of my Facebook for the dog businesses, it's called LaCrosse Bulldogs, it's a page attached to my Facebook.
Okay, perfect, perfect. Alrighty. And then also, in order to get a hold of you, if we had to, Rachel, in regards to the account with us, how would you prefer us to reach you? Do you prefer a phone call, a text message, or an email? Or does any of the above kind of work?
You could call or text me. I'm not real big with email. I can do it, but I have to have my daughter-in-law do it.
I hear you. Okay. All righty. I hear you. Well, we'll send you over.
We're like old school. My husband and I can barely even run a computer, let alone try to figure all this.
my dad's the same way. He doesn't even have a smartphone. He has one of those brick phones because he doesn't believe in the new technology. So I definitely know the old school ways of type
deals. That's how my husband and I are here. My daughter-in-law sitting here laughing. I've had so many Facebooks, and she's like, I can't even remember her password.
Yeah, I hear you, definitely. But like I said, that's why we're here. We can take care of all of the online headache stuff for you, and all we ask from you is that you answer your job and you do a quality job and maybe ask them for a review. You know, it's very simple on your behalf. And then what I did for you, though, right now, Rachel, is I did send you over an email, okay, because the email is sent over to you for your records. It has two forms of contact. I'm also going to send you over a text message with the contact information as well. That way you have it in two ways in writing for your records. The first one is going to be my phone number that you'll see at the very bottom of the first email that I just sent over to you. Just give me a moment here. There it is. It says, hi, this is Tyler. Let's get your business at the top of Google today. And it says, contact me at. And then it has my phone number with my extension. And then I'm going to send you over client support's number as well. That way you have it in your text messages. You're going to notice it's the same, it's the same 877 number to reach the company, but there's different departments. Okay, so I put you, the different extensions that are typed in will reach different departments for the company to reach the party that you're trying to get to. Okay, so I put client support. Oops. There it is. All right, I just sent over to both of them. So you should be receiving the client support one here in a moment. And then the, there we go. Processing sent successfully. Perfect. All righty. Now, the last thing that we would need to do, Rachel, now that I did send you over everything in writing, in order to be able to secure the listing so we can actually start the programming and set you up for that client interview, what's going to work best for your company? Are you going to be utilizing a debit card, a credit card? What works best for the listing?
I have a debit card that I pay for things with, but I don't want it posted on, like, a site or anything.
No, so it's not going to be posted on the site. This is just for, like I said, this is to lock the card into the and the card is locked, okay? So the position is locked once the card information is taken. And also, the card is encrypted. It only shows the last four digits as it's being put into the system. Okay, so it's not leaked out or anything like that. Okay, and you said, does the debit card read with your name on it and the business name, or does it just have one or the other?
No, it's just my name, Rachel M. LaCrosse.
M, okay, alrighty. And then the card, normally they read with a 16-digit code on the front of it. If you want to repeat it from the left to the right, I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance whenever you're ready.
You want it from the left to the right?
Oh, yeah, starting from the left to the right, please.
All right, 4306.
Okay.
0200.
All right.
3082.
Okay.
2812.
And the expiration month and year?
925.
And the little code that's on the back?
488.
488. All right, now is that car connected to the 3190 Expedition Drive?
Yes.
Okay, all righty. And then the card is coded out, but before I do code out the card completely, I just want to make sure that I do have everything accurate here. So I'm just going to go over that information real quick. I have a Visa starting at 4306-0200-3082-2812, and I have September of 25 and 488.
488.
488, yes, sir.
Is the code.
Yes, ma'am. 488 on the back?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. That's what I do have. And then also, Rachel, what I'm going to be going over right now is the 90-second voice verification. It goes over the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's also an added form of protection for you. Now, if there's a question on here that you want me to rephrase, just feel free to stop me right then and there, and I'll rephrase that question a different way. That way you have a firm understanding of what it asks you, but it is pretty self-explanatory. Okay, but it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and also outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, Rachel, will you please state the name of your business?
LaCrosse Bulldog and Pratt's Tree Service.
Thank you very much. Will you please state the name and title within the business?
So what does that exactly mean?
So basically,
name
you'd be
and title.
Part co-owner, your name would be like Rachel M. LaCrosse, and then you could say co-owner or something like that.
Okay, so it's Rachel or LaCrosse Bulldogs, and I'm owner, Pratt Stewart Service, I'm co-owner.
Perfect. Thank you very much. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
All righty. And you are an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. But Rachel, would you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company, Local Splash, specifically if we need to get a hold of you?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, would you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Repeat that. Sorry.
Yes, No, it's all right. So basically what that question is asking, in other words, if a company gives you a call, they're going to offer you some sort of marketing or advertising, before moving forward with that other company, if you decided to make sure that you don't double pay for a service that we may already be providing for you over here, we would just ask that you would give us a call before moving forward with that other company so we can make sure that you don't double pay for a service. So it's just kind of a safety precaution.
Yes, that's fine.
Okay,
I'll agree to that.
Alrighty, thank you. And your payment for the initial term and account setup, that's going to be charged today's date. That's February 23rd, 2022, and the very discounted non-refundable amount of just $249. When your term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each following month on the same day of the 23rd, but it would renew in that same discounted amount of $249. That rate will never go up on you. Now, Rachel, you may discontinue the agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent charges for your next month of service. We would just ask that you contact client support at least 3 business days before the next billing would be due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes. Now, just to double check, what day are you going to draft that? And that's every month?
That's every month, yes, ma'am. So from the day of the sale. So today it's going to be the 23rd of each following month. Unless, of course, you wanted to if part ways or you had a question, comment, or concern, just give us a call 3 days before the next billing would be due, and that way we can opt you out of the services if you choose to cancel. Okay, but like I said, this is definitely going to be something that does work for you. So it's going to be, like I said, we strive to make this a long-term marketing solution for the company. Okay, you're going to be very happy with the services. Okay?
Okay.
And, all righty. But you do understand and agree to the renewal and cancellation terms? For the verification process? Okay, perfect. And that right there concludes the voice verification. What I'm going to be doing right now, Rachel, is I'm having my finance team run the 249. As soon as that payment goes through, you get a confirmation email showing you that 249 came out of your account. And then while I wait for that confirmation, I'm just going to set you up for your client interview right now. And that spot is still available. Would you like me to get you in today at 1 o'clock in the afternoon?
Yes, that'll work.
All right, give me a moment here. Spots fill up very quickly, so let me get you, give me a moment here to get you programmed in there. All right. Client interview and then the email. 1998@gmail.com, perfect. All right, and then you already have a Gmail account, so you're going to be getting an email. You're going to be getting a calendar invite. I'm inviting you to it right now, so I just sent the invite out to you. So when you receive that, just go ahead and accept the invite. And then also, I want to be the first one to welcome you aboard the local splash team. The payment did go through, and what we're going to do is strive 1 month at a time to make sure this becomes a long-term marketing solution for your company. Okay, I'm very excited for you, Rachel. It's going to be a profitable service for you. Now, I do need you for another minute or two. I need to provide you with your username for your client dashboard that we provide you with. Can you pull up your emails while I have you on the line? Or your text messages. There should be a text message that we send over to you.
The text messages are up. I just got Lucas Flash. Welcome. If you have any questions, please feel free to call us.
Did another text message come over to you that says a copy of your invoice has been sent over to your email? Please click here to accept the subscription terms.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead and click that little link for me. And then what that's going to do is take you to a summary of the services that are included within the package. Now, if you scroll all the way down for me, Rachel, you're going to see you see where it says cancellation and refunds?
Yep.
Okay, so that little checkbox that says I certify that I'm authorized holder and the credit card, or it says it in different verbiage, you click that little box that's empty under the cancellation and refund section, and then at the very bottom you would sign your name. So you'd sign your full name with the middle initial as well, capital sensitive, and then once you confirm it, it's going to do 2 things for you. It's going to lock you into that $249 discounted rate, and it's also going to take you to another page that says local splash username and password. So let me know when you get to that page, please.
Okay, well, I put my name there, and I press confirm signature, and it's not doing anything.
Gotcha. Did you use capitals and everything like that for your name?
Yeah, there's capitals and everything for my name.
Hold on, I'm looking at it.
Okay.
Signature does not match. Please type the name exactly as it appears.
Rachel M. McGraw. All right, I got to put an M because that's my card, I guess.
Yeah. Now it should work. Yep.
All right. Now it says username, password.
Wonderful. Now, Rachel, the password, the username for that, in regards to that, is going to be the phone number that we're speaking on right now. Okay, the 803-464-3200. And then the password, that's going to be created for you and given to you today at the time of the client interview. Okay, that's going to be at 1 o'clock. And then when you disconnect with my agents, you can customize them to whatever you want them to be. That way nobody else knows what they are. That way it's just you and your husband. But other than that, that is the only requirement that we do have for me today. It just speeds up the client interview process, but it takes about 25 to 30 minutes in total. But I want to ask, Rachel, that is the last requirement that we do have for me on our side. But before we disconnect and my agents give you a call in a couple hours from now, did you have any other questions that I can answer or clarify for you in the meantime in regards to the services?
Actually, I do have one. Now, what if I wanted someone else to handle this stuff, even through y'all? Like my daughter-in-law or my cousin that has a better understanding of whoever you're asking, can I make it so someone else also does that, or?
Yeah, absolutely. So during the client interview today, just let them know that you're gonna want somebody else handling it for you, and let them know obviously how their address, their name, the phone number, if they want to, if you want them to reach them at a different phone number. So let my agents know when they give you a call at 1 o'clock this afternoon that you want somebody else to handle it, and they can go ahead and handle that on the back end because they're going to be doing the programming. So obviously they're going to be the ones that are able to make that, that are able to put that change for you.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. That'll work.
All right, Rachel. But other than that, we appreciate you giving us the time and the opportunity. We look forward to working with you. Just wait for that call this afternoon and we'll go ahead and get the rest of this ball rolling for you. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you for your time. I definitely appreciate it. You have a great rest of your day, all righty?
All right, you too.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.